Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm here reading a news article out of Bay Today. And they've got quotes here by MIT professor Gary Dreyfus talking about there's a Nobel Prize for Hurtubise. If the angel light really performs as described, there are laws of physics waiting to be rewritten for what he's talking about. The French aren't the only ones interested in Hurtubise innovations. Bay Today has obtained documentation confirming that the former head of Saudi counterintelligence, who asked that his name not be used, has been in regular contact with Hurtubise regarding the Angel Light, Fire Paste, and the Light Infantry Battalion Blast Cushions, or Limbex. So, and he's got Muhammad Atta dropping by, too, before 9/11. And it says ultra-wideband technology, and it gets into plasma light. Three units make up the Angel Light. The main unit, which Hurtubise calls the centrifuge, contains Angel Light's brains and includes black, white, and red fluorescent light sources, as well as seven industrial lasers. The second unit, or the deflector grid, contains a large circle of optical glass, a microwave unit, and plasma intermixed with carbon dioxide. The third unit contains eight plasma light rods, or CO2 cartridges, industrial magnets, 108 mirrors, 8 ionized cell industrial lights, and other components. Hurtubise chooses to remain tight-lipped about. And Hurtubise said Angel Light has cost $30,000 to build. He sold percentages of his other inventions to finance it, as well as 800 to 900 hours of his time. He credits his subconscious with the idea. I had a dream about a year ago. As to most of my other inventions, just a dream, and I saw it, saw the whole casting and everything, and I saw what it could do, he said. I had a dream about these three times. For the third time, I had it in my head, and I started to build it through the wall. And then it talks about building it. Really bizarre. And he keeps, all over the last couple decades, he just makes these claims, and the TV stations go out there, the scientists go out there, MIT goes out there, Discovery Channel goes out there, and he does what he claims. And a lot of the stuff he's done is, you know, very interesting, but, you know, you can believe it. Some of this stuff's getting pretty wild, so we'll see. But the French want to buy it basically as a weapon to shoot down aircraft. Just... But this guy fits the MO of other inventors that have come up with a lot of amazing things. And there have been thousands of inventions that we know about that don't get developed and used till 50 years later. I mean, 1954, they have the patented systems where you beam sound directly to the skull from a distance. And now Coke machines, that is soft drink machines, I interviewed the CEO a few years ago, are in, they haven't done it in this country, a few test sites, but in Tokyo they've accepted them. When you walk by it, it beams sound right at your head, and you hear, you know, come get a cold, delicious drink. And they admit they've got all different sorts of types of stuff that's been developed that is admitted if you research it, but the average person thinks of it as science fiction. Well, yeah, it was science fiction back in the 60s. We're 2005 now. We're not, you know, 1962. So pretty weird. We'll come back and go to all the callers that are patiently holding, and then I'll get into, well, a lot of this important Big Brother news, what's happening with the national ID card, what's happening in Iraq, what's coming up with the inauguration tomorrow, and some of the new Big Brother developments there as well. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com are just two of our great websites.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim & Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours to move in boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first 3 month order. Order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back. We're about to go straight to your calls. First off, I wanted to read this UPI article. A new one, Israel to kill in U.S. allied nations. We first read about this a few years ago. Israel is embarking upon a more aggressive approach to the war on terror that will include staging targeted killings in the United States and other friendly countries, former Israeli intelligence officials told United Press International. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has forbidden the practice until now, these sources said, speaking on a condition of anonymity. The Israeli statements were confirmed by more than a half dozen former and current serving U.S. foreign policy and intelligence officials in interviews with United Press International. But an official at the Israeli embassy in Washington told UPI, that is rubbish. It is completely untrue. Israel and the United States have such a close and cooperative intelligence relationship, especially in the field of counterterrorism, that the assertion is ludicrous. Okay. Now, a former Israeli military intelligence source agreed, what Sharon wants is a much more extensive and tough approach to global terrorism, and this includes greater operational maneuverability. Now, look, Your own government shouldn't be able to just go marching around killing whoever they want. That's total tyranny. Much less foreign governments. And, folks, this has been going on for a while. The U.S. government uses Mossad to kill people for them. Mossad uses the U.S. government to kill for them. MI6 uses the CIA and other defense intelligence to kill for them. Our government contracts with them to do it. That is part of long-term, long-set policy, is you have somebody else do it for you for plausible deniability. But to have them out in the open talking about it is of great concern to me. Iran vows a deterrence after Bush refuses to rule out an attack. Tehran, Iran, has the military might to deter attacks against it, its defense minister said in remarks published on Tuesday, one day after President George W. Bush, that he would not rule out military action against Iran. The defense minister, Ali Shamkhaini, said Iran did not fear a military attack. We are able to say that we have the strength that no country can attack us because they do not have precise information about our military capabilities due to our ability to implement flexible strategies, he told the news agency, quoted him as saying. We can claim that we have rapidly produced equipment that has resulted in the greatest deterrent, he was quoted as saying without elaborating, i.e., we've got lots of different cruise missiles and other Chinese and American-made goodies. Our government, the British government, and the Israeli government have been caught arming Iran in the last 5 years. We have mainstream news articles on that, but they don't get in trouble for that. Bush said on Monday he would not rule out military action if Iran was not more forthcoming about its suspected nuclear weapons program. His comments in an interview with the NBC News followed the publication Sunday of an article in the New Yorker magazine that said U.S. commando units were conducting reconnaissance missions in Iran to identify hidden nuclear and chemical sites for possible future strikes. So, always before they attack, they put the special forces in to sneak around getting intelligence. This is serious, folks. And for a year, they've been admitting that our government has been bombing and strafing and killing Syrians upwards of 20 miles across the border. Imagine if a government was just flying over South Texas and attacking military bases. And Syria just lays there and takes it. Syria, it's been reported, doesn't even shoot back because they know that this is a pretext to get a war going. Because it may be in the back of the paper that our military is attacking Syria, but the minute Syria shoots back, it'll be Syria attacks. Here's gun pod video from the jet as missiles were fired at it. The jet was dropping flowers to love the children at the time, being sarcastic, when the evil Syrians, look again, I'm no fan of Iran, I'm no fan of Syria, but these guys are in the Stone Age compared to China and Russia and North Korea and the Ukraine and Pakistan and India and South Africa's got nuclear weapons and delivery systems. Oh, but we're not worried about them. No, our own government and our own companies have been arming these nations. Let's worry about these Arabs. Let's have a war with them. We can't even win the Iraq war. So let's go into other countries. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. I've got so much other news here. There's just so much. Jim in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, you just mentioned Syria not lying down and not taking it. Well, there's an old saying, no response is a response.
Yeah, they're evil. We should nuke them because they're not responding.
Now, I have a question. Do you think his goal...
Well, what does your statement mean, sir?
Well, no response is a response. Just because you're not reacting to a situation, you're actually...
So you're saying this shows just how evil they are.
Right. They're
you got to be joking.
No, no, no. What I mean is no response is a response. What I mean is you're, by not doing anything, you're sending a silent message without taking any action. You seeing what I'm saying?
Well, they're doing it. They lodge complaints every time. They're doing it going, we know you want to start a fight.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like when a cop walks over and starts going, got a problem, Max? Starts pushing on you.
Right. So
they want you to raise one hand, they're going to call it assault.
Right. They're not going to react to it. And by not reacting to it, that in itself is a silent response saying we're not going to react because we know what you want. It's a pretext. We're not going to go along with the game.
Oh, I agree with that.
So that's what I mean by that statement. I didn't mean to...
No, well, make whatever statement you want. I'm sorry I misunderstood.
No, it's okay. That's all I wanted to say. I just heard that and wanted to comment on it.
Well, I appreciate your call. What do you think about... how they're now openly beating the drums, and Ann Coulter's going, let's just nuke them for fun. Our troops just aren't brutal enough. They need to kill more civilians. She actually said that. I mean, this is getting so bloodthirsty and just disconnected from reality.
Well, my question is, why is he, I mean, Bush, meaning he, is he trying to do what Hitler did in World War II? Is he just trying to just plow over all these countries and, I mean, who... I mean, world domination, is that it? Because you also stated that they wanted to bring America down to the level of a second or third world country. But if we're acting as the big bully on the block, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Oh, I totally understand.
Who died and made us God? We can have nuclear weapons, but you can't. And if you don't do it, we say, we're going to come in there and we're going to blast you out, we're going to kill innocent civilians or whatever else that they have on their sick little agenda.
No, I hear you. Let me try to break that down. While we're taking other countries' freedom, while we're taking over, setting up police states there, and I say while we, you know, we all associate ourselves with the government, domestically we're losing our freedoms too. The same systems are going in here, even to a greater level.
Right.
And so this is what world empire is all about. This is what it's always been about. Dictators, corrupt oligarchies, plutocracies, they always seize a powerful nation, take control of it, and then they use that country as a base of operations to start expanding their empire. You know, the old rock and roll song, everybody wants to rule the world.
Oh, well.
And so that's what this is about. And a lot of people associate their personal power with the government, so they feel like they're part of the empire too. When really they'll be the people sending their sons and daughters to die in a war for empire that actually destabilizes the globe. Thank you for the call. I appreciate your call. So understand, folks, that the globalists want wider war. They want destabilization. That's why they're busy arming Pakistan, arming North Korea. I mean, it's admitted. Our government, our corporations, Republican, Democrat alike, are arming all these countries. They're putting all our industry into China. They go along with trade deals where China has tariffs, you know, 40%+ against 2% on average. It's designed. And so while they run the gas out of America, while they use us to muscle the rest of the planet, we're then seen as the new Soviet Union, as the new bad cop, the new evil empire internationally. That then makes the UN and the IMF and the World Bank and the WTO, they all speak out against us when their leaders are all our leaders and all own the same system. So again, it's this good cop, bad cop. Then we go out and play the part of the bad cop, taking over the planet for the New World Order. Then the New World Order chastises America. It's like a mafia boss chastising one of his captains for doing something bad, slapping him around. I told you that was bad. Look what you did. But meanwhile, the mob boss gave him the orders to begin with. And then we have domestic propaganda telling us how good the war is and how good we are. And, you know, it's like a big football game, as I say. Let's talk to Richard in Texas. Richard, go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
Listen, I just want to let you know you're doing a great job, man. I woke up probably about three months ago, and all the information I've taken in was a little bit too much for me at first. But once you get a basic understanding of what the ultimate goal is, you can do nothing but get mad, and we have no choice but to wake up. First thing I have is three questions for you. When it comes to the Patriot Act, I know that I saw American Dictators that you said there's a sort of 300 or 400 cities that have thrown out the Patriot Act.
Yes.
What part of your website can we go just to list that? And second question, I know that on American Dictators you had Alzo Motley on one of the interviews, and I know that you've had a conversation with the Dixie Chicks and some of the other... Are you still there?
Yes, we are. Hmm?
Okay. How many artists, producers, people in the elite movie stars. I know you mentioned the Mel Gibson, know what's going on, and yet don't come out because of fear of probably being killed or being done with the Dixie Chicks that been done to him.
Okay, I'll try to answer those questions when we get back. Good questions. Thanks for the call. We'll be back. Talk to Ron, DJ, Ed, and others. Stay with us.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
To answer Richard's first question, if you type in to a search engine, hundreds of cities throw out Patriot Act, you'll get news articles listing a whole bunch of the cities and saying over 400 in four states. The media has finally caught up to reality. Because back when they were saying 140 cities, it was over 300. And then when they were saying 250-plus cities, it was over 400. And there's some lists out there on the web, the Bill of Rights Defense Committee and a bunch of other groups out there that have been pushing for this around the country. And it's on my site, but I can't direct you directly to it. I mean, that's what search engines are for. But it is exciting to see that happening. And then you mentioned the Dixie Chicks. The Dixie Chicks live here in Austin, and they did see Road to Tyranny. I know that. And, you know, they just said, hey, don't blame us for Bush. We're embarrassed of him. Their full quote was, he's not from Texas. And the media, the neocon media, decided to use them as an example to demonize them. The record sales actually exploded to intimidate everybody else and have a chilling effect going into the war. And I heard a neocon this morning on the radio, live from D.C., a popular country singer, on talking about what a wonderful Texan Bush he is, and hell, a lot of the East Coast elites don't like his plain way of talking. He's just glad to have a real Texan. I've seen Bush slip out of his fake Texas talk many times into his dad's, you know, New Haven, Connecticut, blue blood, Atlantic, British accent. And I'm not saying it's bad to have that accent, but just don't come to my state, be a blue blood, and then be a gun grabber, an open border promoting, torture loving, devil worshiping piece of garbage, and then parade around like you're a Texan. I haven't even counted up all the generations. I'm a Texan with 1830 on one side, 1844 on the other. I don't know, just since the turn of the last century, one, two, three, four, five, six generations, and then going back to the 1830s, three or four more generations. I don't know. I'm about as Texan as you can get. And again, it'd be like if I was, you know, about fifth generation, somebody from Illinois. Just don't come to my state and parade around about, you're a bunch of carpetbaggers. And Bush is a dirty carpetbagger. And I've got a, you know, the Dixie Chicks go, we're embarrassed of him. He's not even from Texas. Well, they cut that last part off, and we're embarrassed of him.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you? You're not for the...
I mean, Bush is afraid of horses, folks. That's been in the news.
He has a fear of them. Doesn't like to get near them.
I mean, he looks like a chimpanzee. I'm tired of him. And I don't hate Bush. He's a mindless puppet. All right? Who likes to go to the Bohemian Grove where they bus in the male prostitutes. New York Post. You know, I'm sorry, folks. I'm not a conservative. I'm not into male prostitutes. I'm not into banning guns. I'm not into appointing judges that are pro-abortion. I'm a liberal. I'm against it. All right? I'm not a constitutionalist because I'm for the Constitution. Bush says he's a constitutionalist because he's butchering the Constitution. Well, then I'm not. I'm engaging in reverse doublethink here now. But the Dixie chips, yes, the Dixie, thinking about lunch, the Dixie chicks are not, I mean, they're just, you know, they were just entertainers who were picked out to be targeted because they engaged in the First Amendment. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in New York. Go ahead, Ron.
Hi, Alex. That was pretty good. Listen, I don't want to digress from my original reason in calling, but I'll say these two things. First off, he doesn't like horses because horses look you straight in the eye, if I seem to recall from when I came off a farm.
Yeah, what do you think of that article in the AP and Scripps Howard News Service, Don't Look at President Bush?
I think it's so typical of the type of characters that we now have straddling, and I say straddling, not governing us. It's just par for their course, and that's it. That's the way they are. Many, many dictatorial types in history have seemed to have that mental quirk or phobia. But, you know, I'll get to my point in a second. I just want to say this with reference to your last guess about that material he made. Does he really want to supply a diabolical system like we have in place today with more of an advantage than it already has? That's something to think about.
Well, I guarantee you, the government's already developed all this stuff. It's just classified.
Well, I think if they developed it, they'd be utilizing it. They may not have because, well, they have their own reasons, and I believe it's because, let's face it, this guy invented something. He's not part of their circle, so they can't benefit from the use of that item. But I'm not sure that I would want to supply somebody with more of an advantage or an entity with more of an advantage, being it's unethical. But my point now is I'm going to get to this.
Yeah, stay there. We'll come back to you, Ron, and DJ, Ed, Craig, and others. And China is threatening Japan, our little ally China. At it again, if you're not for China, you're with Al-Qaeda.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Look, we got a corrupt world government getting rid of all of our freedoms, doing nothing to keep us safe, and it just goes downhill from here unless we turn this around, unless we say no to this system. All the government does is prance around and go, give up your freedom, we'll take care of you. Give up your freedom. Hey, did you know you can give up your freedom? Now we're going to take some more of your freedoms and some more of your rights to keep you safe, okay? Now you just do what we say. We've got to watch and control and tell you what to do. Well, the government's made up of human beings too. But the government tells you they're infallible. Sick. To see our beloved country, our beloved world being turned into this. Before I go back to Ron, DJ, Ed, and Craig, and that'll be it for calls because I want to cover some more news. Didn't plug my videos last hour, so I think I should do it now. Folks, I have made 11 films, and you know that. You've heard me talk about that. But still a lot of you have not ordered them. Imagine seeing John Ashcroft say, Patriot Act 2 doesn't exist. If you say it exists, you're aiding Al-Qaeda, you will lose your liberty. It is an urban legend. And then we show his signature, his enrollment on the bill, you know, 6 months before that he introduced. And then we show him months later after going, yes, of course I introduced it. It's good. Pass it or the terrorist will get you. And they've since passed much of it. You know, that's 3 or 4 minutes of a 2-hour, 44-minute film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. And every 3 or 4 minutes covers something else. It just covers it all, goes over the lies, goes over the corruption, goes over the architecture of the New World Order. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I sneak into Bohemian Grove and show you the satanic rituals going on there. It's a great film. Why any of you wouldn't order that, I have no idea. It's a must-have. There's my two 9/11 films, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, and part two of that, The Masters of Terror. I'm still offering 9/11 The Road to Tyranny for $24.95, almost 3 hours long on DVD. A second copy is only $5.95 to give somebody as a gift, as many copies as you want when you get the DVDs. A bunch of other videos I carry. George Humphrey's 9/11 The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, an amazing 9/11 film. Eric Huffman's video, 9/11 The Great Deception. You need to have these videos. You need to have these materials. And I know sometimes the show sounds depressing, and oh my gosh, you know, what can we do? All we can do is resist this, talk about it, warn people. And that's what happened with the committees of correspondence in a decade before the Revolutionary War in this country. People got together. They had these little newsletters that went around listing the crimes of the crown, listing the abuses. People had meetings. They talked about what the abuses were, who was doing it, and how to stop it. And that's what we're doing in 2005. And so I want to thank all those that have gotten the videos, that have made copies of them, that have put them on Access TV. Re-air them again. Get the new ones. Air those. Show them to your college students. Show them to your high school students. Show it at your Sunday school. You know, show it at your business. Just get it out to people. Toll-free number to order, a bunch of different discounts, a bunch of different specials. When you call, ask about titles, ask about discounts, ask about what the different films cover. And if you don't want to get any of the films, you don't have to order. But you can call and ask questions about the films or the books. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001. South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart where you can read about the films, read about the discounts, watch clips of them, and then order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go ahead and go back to Ron in New York. Ron, finish up what you were saying.
Okay, it's about the Mexican matricula card. Big article in today's New York Sun. It's indicated in there, first off, these cards are like two-bit cards that are easily faked. All right, they're being issued by a government that has a vested interest in looting this country, and by the government in power in this country, which I guess has a vested interest in allowing that to go on. You realize that you could go into a bank and open an account, and they say that the Citicorp group encourages it with this matricula card. Yet, conversely, if you're a generational native-born American, you'll practically have to pull in a steamer trunk of identification to open an account in the bank. Now, the Homeland Security Secretary, Tom Ridge, says he doesn't approve of the cards, but yet he doesn't say that he forbids their use. However,
all right, let me tell you how this spin works. Did you hear me at the first of the broadcast talk about this?
No, I didn't catch it because the reception was kind of bad up here until about the time your guest came on.
Okay, well, let me break this down again. If this is important, I'm glad that you've said this. What you said is totally accurate. It isn't just the Mexican government. Over 30 nations issue matriculas. We use the term matricula. That's the Spanish for the consular card, the council card. I had 2 years ago the leader of the Republican Senate in Colorado on, who in one day himself went out and got 4 matricula cards with different names. $25, the Mexicans will sell them to anybody. Now, then earlier last year, we went and bullhorned, it made the Associated Press and Reuters, who went and bullhorned Vicente Fox, shut down his press conference at the governor's mansion. He came to Austin, gave the governor an award for violating the law, getting rid of the borders, openly. Gave the Austin Police Department an award, and gave Wells Fargo an award, because Wells Fargo doesn't just accept the matricula cards from Poland, Russia, China, Mexico, Venezuela.
Numerous countries are now trying to issue them.
But here's the deal. Yeah, they tell you after it's already happened. But here's the deal. But Wells Fargo just doesn't do that. They're issuing an ID card that the state of Texas, Wells Fargo is, that the state of Texas is going to accept as ID card. Now, let's go further here. And I've had Ron Paul on. It's in the bill, folks. In the 9/11 bill they passed a month and a half ago, it actually says the states are to accept these matricula to get driver's license, to get bank accounts, to get jobs. The banks were already doing it, but you're right. You or I go in, and we're a citizen. They make us show three forms of ID, at least, and then usually a bill or something.
Absolutely.
And I've talked to friends who manage, one lady manages the biggest apartment complex in Austin. She went to a corporate meeting in Dallas. They told them, look, you let 10 illegals live in an apartment for one person. But if somebody who's an American, regardless of color, has their grandma visiting for a week, you fine them and kick them out. Because we want to make room for the illegals. They actually told her this in the board meeting. It is designed to drive the wages down and destroy this country. And then this morning, I'm listening to local radio, and they've got congressmen on there, Michael McCaul and others, who was part of Homeland Security beforehand, saying, well, we've got to have the standardization and driver's license that we just passed because this is going to stop Al-Qaeda and it's going to stop the illegal aliens. And the host, the three hosts, went, yes, yes, it's wonderful. Good job. National ID cards.
Alex.
This is having it sick.
Alex, the ironic part about it is the Patriot Act mandates you, a native generational American, has to show multiple pieces of identification to do banking transactions and credit cards, and yet somebody could walk in with this fake, phony, easily forged document and do everything you could do. What do you call it when you have, and it is not, we say we, and we've got to change our jargon. It's not we and it's not our government anymore. It is the government and it is the power in this country, but it's not necessarily our government, because what kind of government, if it was your government, would make you an alien in your own nation, would drive you into an internal exile in your own nation while allowing foreigners to come here illegally and loot the nation.
Hey, that's my point. The new amnesty package, they got part of it in this 9/11 bill, but the full package will bring in more foreigners, and the government will pay corporations a supplement to fly skilled and unskilled here.
And when you say the government, who finances this government? Your money, your hard-earned sweat finances it. You're paying for your own lynching is essentially what you're doing.
And by the way, folks, if you just joined us, understand the spin on talk radio is Bush is doing something about them illegals with this national ID card when the bill actually opens it up to them. It's sick.
Absolutely. He's using sophistry and rhetoric from, you know, verbally to lull you to sleep, but in fact his actions and the things that he supports legislatively facilitate the swamping of your nation.
Folks, this isn't a joke. I mean, this is really what's happening. And I almost called into this talk show this morning, but I was too busy. And I just wanted to say, you know, here's the subsection of the bill. Here it is. This is what they're doing. How dare you say that, Congressman? And then another show had Lamar Smith on saying the same thing, another talk show. They're reading off a script.
That's what they're doing. They know what they're doing, particularly those in political power. They're lying us into sleep, into a narcosis. And many people are buying it because they think that the party, the conservative or the Republican Party or George Bush, is their grandpappy's Republican or conservative party. Well, folks, it's not. It's not. It's a name and a label that it uses to facilitate its conduct, which is anything but the type of conduct that...
Hey, let me ask you a question. You've been calling for many years, Ron, then I'm going to go to other calls.
Sure.
I have the Scotsman, I have Ergonomics Today, I have Reuters. They're trying to pass regulations that every car will have a camera in it with AI technology, scanning your eye, scanning your eye movement, listening to you, listening for keywords. It even says, you know, if you're arguing with your wife, it picks up on that speech patterns. It's hooked into a cell phone in the dash, and it beams back to the emergency management system. And if you don't stop, it calls the police on you. They're going to have AI cameras, folks. I told you about the toll roads. I told you about the satellite boxes. I told you about the chips. You better listen to me. They are going to put it in the cars. They're openly saying it. MSNBC 3 years ago said it's, well, in case children are locked in the car in the heat, the infrared camera. All these different reasons. Folks, that's 1984.
Those reasons are all dribble, Alex. They're minimal. They're plebeian. They're just using them to sell this type of thing through because they have another agenda that...
Cameras in the car watching us, folks. It doesn't get any worse.
We have them in the toilets already. I guess I figured if people tolerated that when they're on a commode, why not in the cars? Listen, this isn't just an affront to our Constitution and American way of life. It's getting so severe that it is now an affront to our basic human dignity.
Ron, I guess we're radical, though, because we can read the Associated Press saying school districts are putting cameras in the showers.
Oh, you're not.
I guess we're weird because we read the scientific Nobel Prize winners finding AIDS virus in the vaccines. I guess we're weird because we read Henry Kissinger's own 1973 document, Declassified 1992, where he openly said sterilize half your women or no money. I guess we're bad because we actually know what's going on here.
That's right. We're informed and intelligent Americans and ethical human beings. That's what we are. They're weird. They're strange. They're outside the scope of normal human behavior, normal social behavior. And it's time we start calling them what they are and start proclaiming what we are. We are the real patriots. They are the anti-patriot. We are the real Americans. They are the un-American. That's what we've got to start saying. And we got to start speaking in a lexicon, in a jargon, so we don't get confused. Like, for instance, when you said before, and you caught yourself to your credit, we do. We got to stop talking like that. We don't do that. They do that. It's not...
Yeah, we're not in Iraq. We're not giving nuclear reactors in North Korea. We're not getting rid of the borders. The criminals that run this country are.
You and I have never murdered a child, though I'm sure that they have a long list of doing things like that under various different pretenses. You and I have never, ever, and would never consider bombing an innocent person, though Lord knows that they have done enough of that over a long period of time. So we have to start speaking in ways, because remember, you think as you speak, and we have to develop the jargon, the language, and the lexicon that makes us conscious of the fact that there is a difference there.
No, great points. Thanks for the call. Great call. DJ in Illinois, go ahead. Going once, DJ.
I was very intrigued by the guy that you had on. He actually is not pie in the sky. He has actually proven what he's talking about. But that's enough to make anybody in a military family really, really mad.
Well, no, he's proven the cheap armor that's impregnable.
That's my point. Now, this limbic system. As long as it's been available, as long as he has had the invitations to it, it proves that 99% of the soldiers' deaths have been wrongful deaths, and that not just the Bush, but the Clinton administrations as well, don't care. They're more interested in cannon fodder, and they need to be investigated and, if need be, prosecuted. And this is so stupid.
Well, he's offered for years, and it's been on Discovery Channel years ago, he's offered to give them the technology.
Yes, I heard that. Now, how many other military families out there wouldn't have had funerals if the officials that supposedly we put in office...
But see, we call them officials and authorities. They are servants. But notice how we're now civilians, they're officials, meaning officers over us, as if we're all in some military boot camp.
Okay. Now, what's the odds of doing a RICO suit of those that actually got this guy's invitations and refused it?
The problem is the government's so corrupt, the judges are so corrupt, they just throw them out.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
We got Stanley Hilton tomorrow coming on about his 9/11 suit being thrown out.
Yeah. He was talking about it actually being possible for people to get that. I mean, if families have gone and bought body armor for their soldiers, why can't we get a hold of this guy and get something useful for our family?
Well, that's the problem. Is it's a very small manufacturing process, and this is a fabric-filled casing that would be put on the bottoms and sides of the vehicles, a lot like reactive armor. Thanks for the call. So it would have to be a Pentagon-sanctioned thing. Let's talk to Ed in Illinois. Ed, go ahead.
God bless you and everything that you're doing for my family and myself.
Well, thank you, Ed. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
I have an idea about promoting your tapes and website. The who, what, when, where, and how is food would be if we can get 5, 10, 15, 20 people in different areas to call in to talk show hosts and either ask them if they've heard of InfoWars or your video, et cetera. The what would be like the first person would ask the question. Maybe another person would call, the second person would call in and say, I've heard about that. Yeah, that's really good, you know.
Well, that already happens naturally. I mean, I get emails every day where a bunch of people, listeners, one listener calls in, another listener calls into the show, and then the talk show host calls me up and has me on as a guest.
I understand that, and this would just be kind of an orchestrated thing, you know, that we could do like that. And
I think it's just as good to have you guys informed and call in and do it. I've got an
email address that if anybody's interested in doing this and getting kind of together on this, then we could maybe promote it and you wouldn't have to do a thing.
Well, that sounds good. Why don't you write up a little article with your idea, send it to Paul Watson, and we'll post it on our Yahoo group and send it out to a bunch of people. All right? Do that.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Back, folks. On PrisonPlanet.com, we have a little 20-minute report from the BBC where they lavishly, it's a radio interview, lavishly, oh, how convenient, how fun, and how it'll control people, and how that's good, how we need implantable microchips, and how great it is that bars in England are going to make you take a chip to be in the bar. That's already happening in Miami. It's happening in Spain. It's happening all over the place now. I mean, it's really happening. And I guess I'm weird because I'm against that. You're normal because you want your implantable chip. Okay. China warns Japan against unilateral action following new defense plan. China yesterday urged Japan to refrain from unilateral action following reports that Tokyo has developed a plan to defend the island if disputed parts of the East China Sea. China always advocates that in disputes of the issue between China and Japan should be resolved through consultation. Both sides should refrain from any unilateral action. So it's a big escalation. Here's the Washington Times, Bill Gertz. China builds up strategic sea lanes. China is building up military forces and setting up bases along the sea lanes from the Middle East to protect its power overseas and protect its oil shipments, according to a previously undisclosed internal report prepared for Defense Secretary Donald H. Rumsfeld. China is building strategic relationships along the sea lanes from the Middle East to the South China Sea in ways that suggest defensive and offensive positioning to protect China's energy interests, but also to serve broad security objectives, said this report sponsored by the director, Net Assessment, who heads Mr. Rumsfeld's Office of Future-Oriented Strategies. Yes, China's a much bigger threat than Iran or Syria, but let's just move all our industry over there. Let's just leave them alone. We can trust them. They're our good friends. Disaster looms for megacities, UN official says. Floods and other natural disasters could kill millions in the world's teeming megacities, and time is running out to prevent such a catastrophe, the United Nations point man on emergency relief said on Tuesday. Jan Egeland, the UN Director of Disaster Relief, said many of the world's megacities, including Tokyo, are extremely vulnerable to natural disasters, and the poor were most at risk from lack of investment and planning. And their answer? World taxation to protect us from natural disasters, as if the UN can protect anybody from that. There's tons of news along these lines. We're out of time, folks. And I don't try to be negative on this broadcast, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. A lot of this stuff is scary we talk about. But it's very positive that we are talking about it, that we're informing people of what's happening, that we're involved. And the globalists have a lot of powerful tools at their disposal, but they get their real power through conning good people, by propagandizing the compartmentalized power structures that serve them into going along with the horrible things that they're setting up. And by compartmentalization, it's like little Lego pieces where people don't know what they're part of because they're not conscious of it. They don't look at the big picture, and the globalists assemble it and build these monstrosities. We've got to become involved. We've got to become involved in seeing the big picture and in helping to open the eyes of others around us. If we don't, we're going to live in a prison planet. We're going to live in a totally surveilled, micromanaged, force-drugged nightmare. We're going to be slaves to the state to a level that people never endure. A new level of enslavement and servitude. And it isn't something you want to be part of. It isn't something you want to sign your children over to. A lot of people think that they can serve this system and that will protect them. History shows that's a fraud. So stand up for humanity. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to...